Franklin County Board of Elections is preparing for a COVID election. They voted on money for voting booth dividers and early voting envelopes. This year's election is going to look very different, and the Board of Elections voted on different stopgap measures to meet the needs of a COVID-19 election. They approved $35,000 for thousands of shields to help keep voting more distanced and also private. They also approved the purchase of curbside voting envelopes and provisional ballot envelopes. When it comes to allocating things like voting machines for polling places, board member Carla Patton says it's still a moving target.
We do fully expect changes, as some of these locations are not totally set yet. But to come up with the numbers, we based it on the locations from last election.
They also voted on several proposals to make their own employees safer, including plexiglass dividers for workstations and laptops for working from home. Paige Flager, WOSU News.